And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
So I've been flipping through. I was looking up strange news stories the other day, and I came across Man Eats Chipotle, and I'm like, I know that Truda loves
Chipotle. How is this a news story? Truda does this all the time.
You're obsessed with Chipotle, so I looked it up. And I see this guy, Devin Cunningham, from Bellevue, Washington, eating Chipotle for 366 days. We've got Devin on the phone. How are you this morning?
Great. How about you guys?
Good.
Doing well, and I'm inspired even more now to see your pictures and then to figure out, wow, I could make a go of this Chipotle thing. That's not bad at all.
Yeah, you definitely could.
So why Chipotle for 366 days?
Why Chipotle? Because I really do love Chipotle. Before I started this challenge, I was eating there probably 3 to 5 times a week anyways. And then that one guy that got famous on BuzzFeed, he did it for 186 days. And I was like, well, if you can do it for that long, I can do it for a year. So, you know, just wanted to start it there. And then, you know, it really fits well within macros that they have options for just about everyone, meat eaters, people that are vegetarians, you know, paleo diets, like anything that you're trying to do, you could really fit Chipotle into your diet and it'll work.
All right, so and this has literally had its ups and downs, right? Like with weight gain and weight loss. How has this worked so far?
Yeah, so what people do is they'll bulk up, so they'll raise their calorie intake to try to put on muscle. So I bulked up to about 172 pounds. I started at 156 pounds, bulked up to 172, and I cut down to right now I'm at 146 pounds at 8 to 9% body fat. So. Yeah.
And so you're kind of proving that just based on what you order and how you do it, you could gain weight or lose weight.
Exactly. Yeah. So when I'm bulky and I'll get like double meat, guacamole, burritos, and stuff like that. And then when I'm trying to cut down my weight, I'll definitely, I'll start to get burrito bowls, cut out the guac because it's high in fat. I do portion out my rice and my cheese. You don't need to, but I do it just because I want to be strict to my diet so I can keep my body fat below 10%. But usually their portions are pretty spot on when from the beginning. I only throw away about 1 to 2 ounces of rice that they give me. So The portions are pretty spot on.
So you're saying that all the time I've had my double steak, fajita, my guacamole, my corn, yeah, I probably should be watching the other way around to do the losing weight part.
Yeah.
I just haven't gotten around to that part yet, Jen.
You can always offset it. You can always just go to the gym and work out just a little bit harder and burn off those calories.
Well, we could just stop and go to the gym.
Right. That sounds like work. But for a while, they had to close Chipotle's because of the spread of norovirus. So were you still, how did you get Chipotle then?
That'll lose weight.
Yeah.
So the norovirus wasn't here. I believe that was on the East Coast. There was an E. coli breakout. It only hit like 2 stores, but, you know, they wanted to be cautious about it. So they shut down all the stores in the Pacific Northwest. But I drove up to Canada twice. So the first time I went up, I brought back 7 burrito bowls. And then they still weren't open by the time I finished up with those burritos. So I went back up and got 8 more burrito bowls.
So you're dedicated.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was day 100, so I had to keep on going.
Yeah, no question. Devin Cunningham of Bellevue, Washington, eating Chipotle every day for a year. How far into the process are you? Is this the year almost over?
I have to check. I get confused on my days. I believe today is day 319.
And you're going to 366?
Yeah, it's a leap year, so July 24th to July 24th.
Gotcha.
16 is 366 days.
Okay.
And what's going to happen after this? Are you just done with Chipotle, or are you going to just say, I'll go back to maybe 3 or 5 times a week?
I'll probably go back to 3 or 5 times a week. You know, like I said, it's about 5 minutes from where I work, so it's easy to grab for lunch, and it fits well with my diet, and I'm not gonna stop working out after this. I'm not going to stop eating Chipotle. Just going to continue on with it.
Now this is one meal per day, right? So you're having other stuff for other meals?
Yeah. And so on my YouTube channel, I posted what I eat in a day. I do only have Chipotle once in a day. In the past 318 days, I've only had it twice in a day once. So yeah, I do have other food during the day.
Okay. All right. Gotcha. Well, I mean, this is, It's an inspirational gin.
Well, we would probably have to follow up with workout questions, like what he's doing to offset it. But that, realistically, I know that we're just going to do the eating at Chipotle.
It's even too hard to ask those questions, so I think we'll just let that go.
It's really calories in, calories out. I only spend, hour in the gym, hour and 15 tops, because I work out before work, so I don't have that much time. So, yeah, it's calories in, calories out.
You say that like it's nothing. I only work out an hour and 15 a day. I'm like, ooh, I'm good if I work out an hour in, I don't know, 6 months.
I do have friends that are in the gym for like 2-3 hours. So
yeah, there's some people that get crazy about that.
Wow.
That's true.
All right, Devin. Well, hey, good luck on your quest to finish. It doesn't sound like it's going to be any sort of problem to you. And I will be there at Chipotle in spirit, my man, because I love
awesome.
That place too.
Thank
so there
you.
We go.
Thanks for the call, guys.
Thanks, Devin.
Yep, have a good one.
Yeah.
Show with Jen and Truda
on KC 102.1.